Say, this is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. Pre-K for PA launched in January 2014 as a nonpartisan issue campaign with the goal to ensure that every 3- and 4-year-old in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will have access to high-quality pre-kindergarten by 2018. Today, nearly 11,000 individuals, 550 organizations, and over 100 leadership council members have joined the campaign to ensure that investing in our children is the right choice and an urgent necessity. Join Pre-K for PA on its mission by visiting www.prekforpa.org today. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. Chef Ryan Scott, a graduate of the California Culinary Academy, has cooked and learned in the kitchens of many of the country's best chefs, including Gary Danko. You may recognize him from his appearances as the Emmy Award-winning host on Food Rush, HSN, on Top Chef, and his special guest appearances on The Rachel Ray Show, The Talk, The Chew, and Today with Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda. You can also hear him weekly on his highly rated cooking show in the San Francisco Bay Area, and you can also stream live on iHeartRadio. Ryan's restaurant, Market and Rye, is his version of fun food in a fast, casual dining atmosphere. Locals love it, and if you visit San Francisco, you absolutely have to stop by Market and Rye. It's amazing. And if all of this weren't enough, Ryan also has a catering business called RyanScottToGo.com that's been serving parties of 2 to 2,000 for the past 10 years. Chef Ryan Scott is everywhere, and I am so excited that he took time out of his super busy schedule to chat with me about ways we moms can spice it up in our own kitchens. Get a notebook and a pen ready, because Ryan is about to give us some amazing tips. So, Ryan, tell us about your journey and what brought you to becoming a chef and a former contestant on Top Chef and now the owner of Market and Rye in San Francisco. Like, what has inspired you?
Yeah, I mean, the inspiration of the story is, it's a long one, but I'll give you the synopsis and the short version of it. I've been in the restaurant business since I was a kid. When I was 9 or 10, I asked for a walk and a food dehydrator. I was rushing home to watch Great Chefs, which was way pre-days of Food Network, learning and wanting to make meringues and cooking dinners at my parents' house, where it turned into my mom and dad having a restaurant when I was 12. I saw the whole building, financing, using your house as a second loan and a mortgage to leverage the place for the restaurant. I got divorced after that, and everything changed through food. And for that, I went into the restaurant business at over 13, washing dishes and then waiting tables and then cooking in the kitchen. And then when I was 17, 18, I graduated high school and then moved to San Francisco to get my degree in culinary arts at California Culinary Academy. In turn, that gave me just legs to go from getting my pastry degree after that in culinary arts and wedding cake design to the fact that I've gone to Hawaii, lived in New York, lived in Reno. I lived in San Francisco now for 14 years, which is where my baby's at, which is Market and Rye. I've had the opportunity of opening many, many places, and now I own my own private catering company, plus my own truck that goes out there and does stuff. So, it's a great business, and it's a grind that every day I don't mind getting up and grinding and doing it, because the fruits and the labors of your love is, I would say there's two things in the world that give back to you that you actually can see. Music and food. There's lots of times a song reminds you of something that brings you back to a memory, and then there's a dish or a smell that brings you back. And that's the great thing about food. It'll never be passe. It'll never go away. And it's always going to be today, because it's our fuel. It's our life. It's what we feed on. And it's an amazing thing to be able to give people that on a daily basis.
That's amazing. That's incredible. And that's so true. I just couldn't agree with you more. And food and music are two of my loves. So I really connected with that. And I really, truly appreciate, Ryan, your story and you sharing that story, because we all can relate to having a passion from a young age, and for you to be living that passion every day is just truly amazing. It just really is awesome when you can live your dream.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, it's sometimes your dream is reality when it's like work 7 days a week. But luckily for me, you know, and after doing Top Chef, I've seen the world. I've traveled the world. You know, I made 6 episodes on season 4. And I still today, the notoriety 8 years later, the fact that I've done yesterday, the Today Show is my 50th episode with them. Today's Rachel Ray, my 20th something. You know, it's like doing Fox Trend Book Friday again. It's like I get to have media tours and I'm writing a cookbook, and it's like things like that are amazing, but they come with hard work and hard effort. You know, it's not like The Bachelor or Amazing Race where you're going to lift some weights and go and date somebody. This is a real deal, Holyfield. You know, think about the Top Chef is, you know, you have to have talent. And of course, they want characters. Characters equal ratings, which means 12 seasons of the Top Chef. But, you know, just be yourself. And we had the most successful season. Richard Blaze with our season. Spike Middleton, Antonio LaFosso, Stephanie Izard, the first winner, first female winner ever of Top Chef. It's amazing. I'm honored to be in the bracket. And I'm honored now today to be able to, when people say hi, they're saying hi to me. And Top Chef was a catapult to that.
Yeah, that's so cool. And that's so cool that you're embracing that. And absolutely, you should. It's just amazing I'm sure, obviously, you weren't thinking, because reality shows were so, like, I don't even know, like, I'm 34, so we're around the same age. And it's like, you know, could you have ever imagined, like, as a child, like, running home to watch the cook shows and the cooking shows and getting that walk, that you would be on TV doing what you love? Isn't that cool?
Yeah, no, it is cool. I mean, if you would have told me that after I got my degree in culinary arts that I would be doing TV more than what I do now, I'd be like, you're crazy. But, I mean, if you think about it, I have an Emmy on my mantle. I won an Emmy for Food Rush as Best Host Northwest. I beat out news anchors on the West Coast. I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. The reality is it's reality, and you embrace it because it can be here today and gone tomorrow. So every single day I remind myself, you know, when I wake up and I'm able to put 2 feet on the ground and pay my bills and enjoy what I do. It's riveting. The same thing with you. You know, Denise, you're doing a radio show and you're talking to moms out there and you're discussing everything from meals to pantry tables to kid-friendly stuff, and you're doing what you love. And to me, that's what life is about. You have one shot at this. Why do something you don't want to do?
Yeah.
Take a chance. Life is all about chances.
Love that. Couldn't agree with you more. And speaking of our moms, we're just going to jump right into the rest of the questions will be about ways to really help guide us. I love how you used guide, because off the record, I was telling you, I need help within this area of food prep and, you know, really like spicing things up, no pun intended. But you were just so awesome to say, like, you think of it more as guiding. So help guide us here. Moms are so busy, yet it's very important to us that we prepare healthy, delicious meals for our families. How can you really guide us as far as what are some gourmet style meals that we can prepare in about 20 minutes or less?
Here's the facts about making something easy. I always say, don't deviate from what you know. Add little things to your repertoire every once in a while. It's all about making sure that you have the right pantry staples in your kitchen. Now, pantry staples are dry goods, things that give you versatility with your cooking. I always say add one new ingredient to your shopping list every time you go grocery shopping. So when you're shopping, try to add a different bean that you never used before. If you've never tried quinoa and you're always just eating white rice, try brown rice. The difference, you know, you're only picking in your mind until you try something. Play mind games with yourself over food, then you're never going to like it. I wish to try something new. So especially with spring and summer, throw in as many vegetables as you can. I mean, asparagus is amazing. Frozen peas are even great, even in springtime, or if you want to shuck the peas at home with your kids, do that. And raw dishes are great. The fact that you can eat corn raw with a little vinaigrette, the fact that you can take asparagus raw and eat peas raw and fava beans raw. Now, these are staples every day that we have, but I say if you pack your pantry with pre-season great ingredients, something I've been leaning on lately and a lot, Starkist makes these great gourmet select tuna pouches. Now, here's the deal with them. They feature premium tuna that includes real ingredients that are already mixed in. So, for instance, there's the Mexican one that has great seasoning and spices that add flavor to your meals and make it unique. And you know, and you don't have to do a lot. I just did a salad yesterday. I took Mexican-style gourmet select tuna pouches. I mixed them inside the rice. I put a little cheese and black beans. No joke, Cody and Kathy Lee were, like, literally asked for the recipe. And I said, well, I just made it for you, so here you go. Of course, here's the recipe. But just something like that, pre-seasoned and good for you, that makes it really good. Or, like I said, quinoa. If you can get quinoa cooked at stores, or you can make it yourself, a simple ratio, 1-to-1. So I take a little bit of oil. I saute my quinoa until it's crispy. It makes that popping popcorn sound. Then I put water over it, bring it to a boil, put a lid on it. Now, here's a trick. A lot of people boil their quinoa on a stovetop. I pop it in the oven at 325. This is the whole Denise making a mommy dish that she can figure something out and walk away and take care of the kids and come back, you know, answer a couple emails. Bake it in the oven for 20 minutes. And it's done. It can be eaten hot. It can be eaten cold. It has the best nutrition and fiber for you. Toss it with some gourmet selects. Put them in a lettuce cup. You have a really great, fun twist on the dish.
Nice. I love it. And it's making my mouth water as we speak. So that is so cool. And I really appreciate that. Yeah, that's really neat. Like that you really touched on something, Ryan. Like there's so many food items out there that we can eat raw and that will save us time. So it's just a matter of, I guess, of just really balancing everything. And I really appreciate that. That's something that was kind of like an aha moment for me. So
good. And I'm not saying a potato raw, but I'm saying that there are so many great ingredients out there. Broccoli sliced really thinly on your mandolin, or put it through your grater, or if you have a Cuisinart or a chopper, make that your coleslaw. I mean, cabbage can be cooked. Cabbage can be salted, and it tastes delicious, and you don't have to do anything to it. Just change one or two things that you do. Don't change your whole repertoire. It's like Thanksgiving. You're not going to go and do a whole new dish for Thanksgiving. You're going to go with what you know. So go with what you know and put a little twist. You know, if you buy new, listen, average American spends $140 a week on groceries. If you take $4 or $5 of all that every time and buy something new that you've never used and then do it in a different application, that's a really cool way of introducing something new to your cooking style, your eating style, and your habits.
I have more with Ryan, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today. That is great. That brings me to the next question, and it has everything to do with leftovers. So it's kind of in the same vein of like changing things up. And we always have leftovers here in the fridge. And one of the things that makes me so sad, like my grandma, rest in peace, I can just hear her now because she was so about not wasting food. And we do end up throwing away this food all the time. So what are some creative kid-approved lunchtime meals and snacks that we can really like make with leftovers?
Right. I mean, leftovers can be from a box of rice, leftover from Chinese takeout, to brisket from St. Patty's Day and potatoes. So the application and how you do it from there. The fact that I'm a big fan of mac and cheese. Love mac and cheese. I'm a healthy dude, trust me. But, I mean, it's all about that cheating food every once in a while. So I leftover mac and cheese and actually spring roll wrappers in your freezer section. What I do is I scoop mac and cheese inside a spring roll wrapper. I wrap them up and I bake them. And they're little mac and cheese baked spring rolls. Or you can fry them and get really dirty and put some fry it, dip it in ranch dressing. But it's like leftover proteins. What do you do with the leftover proteins? Or can you take, exactly like I said, Star Kids Gourmet Select pouches and add them to anything that would just jazz up the dish? It's just personally your preference. I always say, is it breakfast? Is it lunch? Is it dinner? It'll dictate what you're going to make. So if you have leftover meat, chop it up with some potatoes and some onions, and you make some hash, put some scrambled eggs on top of a little bit of salsa from your fridge. Boom. Easy breakfast dish. Leftover meat, you chop it up and put them in little, I don't know, even make meat sprinkles. You can do anything out there. So, you know, it's all about be inspired by what it is, what time it is, and something that's simple. Don't try to pull off the whole pantry. Do things that you have. Lean on that. You'll be good.
That's excellent advice, and I'm really excited to try to mix some nice dishes up for us, because like I love how you mentioned just going beyond, like for example, like if I had the meat in our dinner meal, think outside the box, you know, use it for breakfast the next day and use it in a different vein, because I think where people get stuck is they feel like, well, I just ate that yesterday, I don't want to eat the same meal today, but
right.
You just mix it up into a new meal. I love that.
Right, but also remember this, though. You don't have to eat it the next day. If you want to chop it up, freeze it, put it in your freezer in a little bag, and save it for another application, like a fried rice with some, you know, peas and carrots that are in your freezer, you know, and you can do that. Do a little quick stir fry, add a little soy, add whatever you want. You can do barbecue fried rice, barbecue sauce. You know, but that beef can go in another application next day. Just don't waste it. Grandma's yelling at you, at least put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
At least dice it up to where you know you would use it in that application in the future. That way you're not trying to dice up a big piece of meat that's frozen. You know, make things easy for you. Oh, I got that brisket left over. Oh, I can take that. Oh, I can add it to some chicken stock and a little bit of some noodles and some veggies, and I made the kids a little stew with some beans. You know, that's nice. You know, it makes it easy and it inspires you.
Right. I love that. Cool. All right. I'm really getting a lot of guidance here because I just really...
I can see Denise texting me now. It's like my wife always says, she's like, why do people text you at 2 in the morning? I said, well, my dumb head. Give people my phone number and then they ask me questions nonstop, which is fine. And I love it. And you can follow me at Chef Ryan Scott on Twitter, Facebook, and also Instagram. I answer the messages all the time. I always call it, it's like a Pinterest hacks. Ryan, this didn't work. Help me. I shot a whole Rachel Ray episode on Pinterest mess ups. So if you have questions, hit me up at Chef Ryan Scott on all three of those social media sites.
Great. Oh, that's great. I'm sure you're going to be getting bombarded by a lot of the listeners today, but that can be a good thing.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. So, we touched on this a little bit, Ryan, a little while ago, but if you wanted to expound upon it, some pantry staples that we should have stored up for springtime and summertime.
Yeah, no, springtime and summertime is a light time. You know, this is when you jump into swimsuit. This is when you're laying out. This is when you're prepping to get ready to go have a great summer vacation. Now, you want to eat on the lighter side, the healthier side, the leaner side. I say pack your pantry with good natural fats. You know, people always think in the past, cashews, too fatty, bad for you. No, they're delicious. They're a great fat. They're a delicious one that you want. Beans, high in protein, really good for you. So many pre-cooked grains out there, so many different grains to pack inside your pantry that are good for you. I would do it. I get any kind of canned or jarred fish that I can get out there. Gourmet Selects, tuna pouches are in my pantry. Pre-season, done. Simple and tasty. I get some whole grain pasta. That way, dishes are simple. Dishes are fast. Dishes are quick. And instead of shopping once a week, I try to break up my shopping by 2 or 3 days. So if I can and I'm home or my wife's home, we end up taking our shopping list and we only buy for a couple days. That way, things stay fresher and they're quicker and we're inclined to eat them instead of have a cornucopia of stuff inside our fridge. Pantry's great. Staples, have as many as you want. Get mustards, get great olive oil. Because they're your go-to. I'm a big fan of anything pickled. Pickled pepperoncinis, pickled jalapenos. You know that the juice of the jalapeno makes the best vinaigrette in the world with a little bit of mustard, olive oil, or you brine chicken with the juice, too. People don't think that. You make a little baked fried chicken. You get some panko. You marinate that chicken breast in the pepperoncini or jalapeno juice. It's like a brine. My brain injects all that great flavor. So if you have great staples, they allow you to cook really good, too. So just pack that pantry with everything that has longevity, great flavor, and ease, and you guys will be great.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. I'm actually jotting this down as we speak, so I'm going to be making a trip to the grocery store.
Do it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well,
it's a pleasure to chat with you, my dear. It's so fun to talk to you. I look forward to everybody shooting me and hitting me up on all my social media sites. I look forward to coming back on our show again.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess I will end by asking you to tell us about what's next. You had mentioned a cookbook, and we know that you have housewares available on HSN. So what's next?
Yeah, I think I'm honored mostly and lately for my Grandpots and Pants on the Home Shopping Network. It's It's a labor of love. It's something that I'm cooking for the everyday person. I'm cooking for the Denise at home that needs that nonstick, that needs that pan that won't scratch, and then I have to buy another one 6 months later. So when I came up with my pan, which is called Ecolution Life, Ecolution is economically smart for the pocketbook. It's also good for the economy. It's PTFO-free, PFOA-free, which means all those chemicals back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s with nonstick pans don't exist in mine. I also came up with my armor shield, which is an interior of my pan. It is bonded three ways at 800 degrees to where you can bend it, slap it, smash it, run over it with a car. I give you a lifetime warranty with that. And to me, I'm giving you pans just the same way that I cook and the same aspiration that I have on my everyday basis. Is we need the everyday. We need a car that's going to last past 100,000 miles. We need those jeans to get an extra mile out of them. That's why we grade by great quality. I did that with these pans. I'm proud of them. And we launched just 2 weeks ago at Home Shopping Network. I'm writing my book. It's supposed to come out January of 2016. Fingers crossed on that. It's a labor of love. It's a lot of work. The name is not still out there, but hold tight on that. And I'm doing two more restaurants this year in San Francisco. I'm doing a bar and another restaurant. So not staying busy.
Wow. Oh, yeah. What a boring life you lead, Ryan. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Oh, I also have my radio show every Saturday in San Francisco called Cooking with Ryan Scott. You can guys check that out live on iHeartRadio, and you can check it out on KGO Radio 8 a.m. in San Francisco, 810. So keeping busy, keeping good, and rocking and rolling and doing everything I possibly can to make sure that I can spread the love of food out there and make sure that it's easy. Remember, don't overthink it. Go with your gut and go with your heart and give yourself buy a different salt, buy a different chili, buy a different ingredient every once in a while. Mix it up and find. Google is amazing. Just Google it. It'll give you some direction.
Cool. And we will definitely get that cookbook when it comes out, too. And the housewares are amazing. And my husband definitely needs something that can last that 100,000 miles because he's pretty rough with the cookware. So I absolutely appreciate your line of housewares. It's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope to talk to you again soon. Congratulations on the show, and hopefully we can hang out and cook together.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. I absolutely love Pittsburgh's EQT Children's Theater Festival. As an elementary school teacher, taking my students to the Children's Theater Festival was one of the highlights of the school year. Now, I get to enjoy the delightful experience of the festival's many attractions with my own children. I am so excited about this year's festival that I want you to come join me and my family. I am giving away a family 4-pack of tickets for you to attend a theater performance of your choice. The deadline to enter is Tuesday, May 13th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Visit www.deniseinlarosa.com to enter. Good luck. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at Denise@deniseandlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. I will leave you with this quote by Thomas Wolfe. There is no spectacle on earth more appealing than that of a beautiful woman in the act of cooking dinner for someone she loves. Thank you for listening.